righteousness provided through atonement. It was evident to him that the law did not abate one jot of its justice, but through the atoning sacrifice, through the imputed righteousness of Christ, the repentant sinner stands justified before the law. Christ bore the penalty that would have fallen upon the transgressor, and through faith the helpless, hopeless sinner becomes a partaker of the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. Christ imputes his perfection and righteousness to the believing sinner when he does not continue in sin, but turns from transgression to obedience of the commandments. The only one who could with hope approach God in humanity was the only begotten Son of God. That sinful, repentant human beings might be received by the Father, and clothed with the robe of righteousness, Christ came to the earth, and made an offering of such value that he redeemed the race. Through the sacrifice made on Calvary is offered to everyone the sanctification of grace. It is only through faith in Christ that sinners may have the righteousness of Christ imputed unto them, and that they may be made the righteousness of God in him. Our sins were laid on Christ, punished in Christ, put away by Christ, in order that his righteousness might be imputed to us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Although sin was charged to his account on our behalf, yet he remained perfectly sinless. The Lord made a full and complete sacrifice upon the cross, the shameful cross, that men might be complete in the great and precious gift of his righteousness. We have God's pledge that he will bind men closely to his great heart of infinite love in the bonds of the new covenant of grace. All who will give up their hope of paying for their salvation, or earning it, and will come to Jesus just as they are, unworthy, sinful, and fall upon his merits, holding in their plea the pledged word of God to pardon the transgressor of his law, confessing their sins and seeking pardon, will find full and free salvation.